I'd like to invite Cindy Conishes, please. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for giving me this time to express my myself. First, I would like to welcome everyone to the community, and I thank you for your patience and your time in extending your stay with us. First of all, I want to mention, for the record, I guess, my name is Cindy Konishish. I am a community member, a local entrepreneur, and a land user of R19. Let me elaborate on what I mean by land user. I want to share a story with you. By land user, I mean that on R19, in honor of my grandmother that passed away very recently, I want to mention that I learned a lot of cultural practices and traditional practices on R19 that were passed on from my grandmother and my parents, and the culture and the traditions that I learned from them, I will value, and I know that I will use in the years to come. One practice that I learned from her was how to, when in harvesting a bear, and how to clean it. That's what I mean by land user. I practice my culture on the trapline when I can. However, I am a local entrepreneur, and I do spend a lot of time trying to make my business work with my husband and the people that we hired to work with us. We recently opened our business in the community, and we have 4 children together who are ages 15, 5, 3, and 10 months old. I have a teenager who has 2 more years of high school, and if she pursues further studies, she should be ready to work anywhere she chooses in about 6 years. And that's only for my teenager. I know there are more in the community, because I remember a few years back there was 24 babies that were born in the community. Past 5 years, my husband and I were working toward opening our business. Finally, on January 2, 2015, we opened our doors to Seguin's Convenience Store. In December, we posted employment opportunities publicly to the community. The response to the 4 positions that we had was very interesting. For the 4 positions, there were 24 people that submitted applications, and there was more people who expressed an interest verbally. I can say that there was at least 30 people who expressed an interest. May I also mention that to this day, people still come to us looking for work. All I can say to them is that I can put them on my list of replacements. If there are 30 people looking for work today, how many more will be looking for work in the very, very near future? I have been involved with numerous public meetings that Nemiska Lithium has had with the community. And I feel that the community involvement was sufficient. One of the meetings were even live streamed, and people could participate by Skype to voice their comments and concerns. Those were people that were not in the community at the time. One in particular. And all means of communication was used to engage the community members in the process. So it was never something that was done in secret, as some seem to imply in my own witnessing. And I just want to mention that also I am one of the signatures on the petition supporting the Wabuji project, because naturally, as a local entrepreneur, I see that in the very near future, that people will need work. And also, if there is no Wabuji project, what does the community have to offer the people for the next 25 years? The opportunity is there now. Let us seize it and work together in preparing ourselves and using it to its, taking advantage of the opportunities that lie before us. Thank you, Miigwech, for your time once again.
Thank you. Thank you for your presentation.